Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the David series. I'm really enjoying this series, aren't you guys? Okay, so just a quick review. If it comes, wait for it. It's coming. Okay, so before we move on to the life of David, we were created in the image of a relational God. Friendship is in God's very nature, and so we need friends as well. We were made to have relationships and friendships with people. So in the beginning, when God created the world, he created all the plants and all the animals and the weather and everything, and then he created his masterpiece, which was Adam. So now Adam had the entire world. Can you imagine that? God had created the world, and then he's like, you know what? I give this all to you. So Adam had the whole world to himself to explore, to enjoy all creation. But then it says in Genesis 2 verse 18, the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. So Adam had the entire world to himself to do whatever he wanted. He got to name all the animals. He had all the animals around him. But he still needed a friend. Even though he had all of this beauty to explore, he had God, he still needed a friend because that need was inside of him. And so we need friends as well. Okay, so the friendship of David and Jonathan. Just a little background on them. So Jonathan was a prince, and he was the heir to the kingdom of Israel. David, on the other hand, was just a shepherd boy who fought off lions and bears and protected the sheep until he defeated Goliath, after which he went and worked in the palace for King Saul. So I was thinking about this, and I was like, you know what? It's kind of weird that they were friends, because it's an heir and a shepherd boy that became friends. It's kind of strange that they became friends. But God knitted their hearts, and he made them have a connection. And so they had a friendship that they were committed to. It says in 1 Samuel 18, verse 1 to 4, after David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. From that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return home to his family. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with his tunic and even his sword, his bow, and his belt. So from the very beginning, Jonathan and David had a heart connection. There's a difference between relationship and just simple friendship. And Jonathan and David chose to journey together, not simply know each other. They made this connection, and they had a love for each other that was greater than the love they had for themselves. So that was the basis of their friendship. So what can we learn about friendship from David's life? Although this series is about David, I think it's very important to look at the support system and the team that was behind him. Because without that support, he would not have been able to get to where God wanted him. He needed that support to encourage him and push him when he couldn't see where he was going and he was feeling discouraged. Hands up who likes having a support team behind them. I like having a support team. I get discouraged sometimes, and sometimes you can't see where you need to go. And so it's important to look at the support team that was behind this great man that got him to where God wanted him. So as I was looking at David and Jonathan's friendship, I was like, what about their friendship made Jonathan such a good friend? What made him a good friend? So point number one, Jonathan stuck with David. A true friend is willing to stay with you no matter what and is committed to your friendship. So a lot of friendship these days are not with stick with you kind of people. There's often ulterior motives, and it's about something that you can get. People aren't there to stay, they get what they want, and then they kind of leave. However, a friend should be loyal and devoted and willing to endure and stay with you, even if it's just to benefit you. So even if they don't get anything out of the friendship except for benefiting you, they should be willing to stay with you. Jonathan had to make lots of sacrifices for David, and in the end had to give up his throne for David. But he was still willing to stick with David, even though he didn't get everything out of it, even though he was looking to benefit David. So everyone say point number one. A friend sticks with you. Good. Okay, point number two. Jonathan took risks for David. A good friend is willing to take risks and count the cost for you. So Jonathan took a lot of risks for David. In 1 Samuel 20, verse 30 to 34, Prince Jonathan nearly got killed by his own father as he sought to defend David and protect him from death. By your own father. Your own father turns against you because you're defending your friend. Like, And David was a risk to Jonathan as well. Jonathan was the heir to the kingdom, and here's this shepherd boy trying to take your throne. But that didn't bother Jonathan, and he still was willing to take risks to protect his friend's life and to count the cost for him. So point number two is, a friend is willing to take risks for me. Very good. Okay, point number three, Jonathan supported David. A friend is there to cry and laugh and to carry you, to feel as you feel. So if a friend is there for themselves, if they're there to get something out of it, they're not going to be able to know what to do when you're feeling weak and you need them. But if a friend is truly there for you, to benefit you and support you, they're going to be there for you and feel as you feel. So in that passage, Jonathan comes to David and he tells him that he's going to have to flee King Saul because King Saul wants to kill him. And David's feeling unsure. He has to leave his entire life. He has to leave his wife. He has to leave his job. He has to leave his friends. And so he weeps. And Jonathan weeps with David because he understands what he's feeling and he feels as he feels. So a true friend will understand what you're feeling and will feel as you feel. Okay, so point number three is Jonathan supported David. So a friend should support you as well. Point number four, they got each other's hearts. A friend understands your heart and can remind you of your destiny and God's promises when you can't see them. So from the very beginning, Jonathan and David's hearts were knit. Remember in the beginning it says, God knitted their hearts and they became one in spirit. So their hearts were knit. And so when David was going through some tough times, of which there were many, Jonathan was able to encourage him and say, no, look at the destiny you're pushing for. Look at what you're going for. Look at what God has for you. Look at these promises. Because sometimes life gets cloudy. I don't know about you, but sometimes circumstances clouded out and you're like, you know what, this is so hard. Let me just stop. But if you have a friend beside you, then they can be like, no, don't look this close. Look at what you're pushing for. Look at the destiny God has for you. Look at the promises that you're pushing for. And so they can see for you and carry you when you can't. So point number four is, a friend gets your heart. A friend gets your heart. Okay, and the last one, point number five, their friendship was based on something. A friendship must be based on something, like a bond or a commitment to each other. So it has to have a basis. A lot of friendship these days are just based on something you can get or having a good time. But as I mentioned earlier, Jonathan and David's friendship and their commitment lasted long after even death had separated them. That's how committed they were to each other, and that commitment was their base. You can't feel very secure if you don't know if your friend is committed to you. If they're just there for a good time, then when you're going through a tough time, they're probably not going to be there, hey? But David was able to cling to the security of his friendship with Jonathan. So in that passage, it talks about how they were knit and they had that commitment. And so when David and Jonathan were going through tough times, when it was a dark time in their friendship, they were able to cling to that commitment of the friendship, and they were able to have that support. And they're like, you know what? My friend still has my back. My friend still understands me. And that makes them feel safe. Okay, let's see who can remember point number one. Very good. What was point number two? Friend takes risks for you. So point number one, a friend sticks with you. Point number two, a friend takes risks for you. What's point number three? Yes, a friend supports you. What's point number four? A friend gets your heart. And point number five is friendship is based on something. Okay, so friends in my life, you get to see some pictures from my random life. So I have quite a few friends that I love to spend time with and just get to know their heart and let them get to know my heart as well and just journey with them and have fun. Friends are awesome, right? Friends are awesome. Okay, but it wasn't always that way. A little while ago, I went through a stage, a couple of years, where I didn't have anyone my age that I could relate to. I didn't have any friends. Well, I had friends, but not people that were journeying with me. So, like, I love talking to people, as probably you guys have noticed. So, I love talking to people and connecting with them. And so, there were always younger children and teens that I could look after and play with and that sort of thing, or adults that I could watch and learn from. But there wasn't that special friend that I could just journey with or just relate to and talk to. So, although I could feel that something was missing and I longed to have a friend, it was still a beautiful time in my life because I got to know the friend that I have in Jesus. So when I could have been texting or spending time with friends early in the morning or late at night, I would instead talk to Jesus. So I would pour out my heart, I'd write in my journal, and not pray to Jesus, but talk to him. And so I got to understand him as my friend. In the places where I would have had friends and I would have been talking to them, I got to understand him. And although being seemingly friendless is a lonely place, it was an awesome time of getting to know Jesus in a way that I couldn't have known him before, because I'd be out with friends and I wouldn't be journeying with him as intentionally. So I always prayed for friends and I always wanted friends, and like there were things that I wish I could do with a bestie, because you know, going to movies or ice skating by yourself, it's not quite the same. You're like just skating around and it's like, yeah, so it's a little bit awkward. But I was not discontent to walk my life path with Jesus. And so although I didn't have these friends, I knew that he was always there. And when friends eventually came into my life, I was able to come into these friendships secure and with so many riches from the last season. God placed so much in my heart in that time, and I got to understand his heart and understand what he thinks about me and get to know what he thinks about me. So a friend, he was there to support me, and he was there to encourage me. He was there to remind me of his promises for me. And it was such a good time of just getting to know him in that place. So he knitted my heart to his, and he rooted me in him. And so with that rooting, I no longer depended on friends for acceptance, because I knew that my best friend was always there, ready to listen, to give advice, accept me, and walks my path with me every day with wisdom and kindness, endurance, love, and care. He is an amazing journey partner, and like I wouldn't trade him for anyone. So though it was lonely, I had an awesome rooting with this amazing journey partner. And now I have these awesome friends, but I also have the friend, and he is my ultimate best friend. Okay, so friends in your life. So at your tables, you can discuss these three questions. We've got about 10 or so minutes. So the first one is, who are the friends that impact your life the most? So if you look at all your school friends, your church friends, other buddies, who are the ones that impact your life the most? And then secondly, how do these friends support you or help you grow? So what is the impact that your friends are having on you? Because sometimes it's not always the best impact. Sometimes maybe they're not supporting you. Maybe they're not helping you grow. Or maybe they're helping you grow in a direction other than where your destiny should be. And then the last one is very important. What can you do to be the kind of friend you're looking for? Because it's awesome to be up here and be like, yes, a friend must support me, and a friend must take risks for me, and a friend must get my heart. But are you getting your friend's heart? Are you supporting your friends? Are you taking risks for your friends? Because it's really cool to be like, yeah, this friend must be there for me. I'm just going to sit here. You know what? You need to support me. You need to take risks for me. I'm awesome. But are you that to your friends? So if you take a look at your life and your friendships, what can you do to be this friend that you're looking for? Okay, so we have about 10 minutes to discuss these, and then we'll wrap up. Okay, so just to wrap up, I wanted to end with the ultimate friend. So we were made to have friends and relate to people. But most importantly, we were made to be friends with and relate to God. So God has given us this need for connection with people, that we might desire connection with him. So friends will come and go, and they might be there for us some of the time, but they're probably going to let us down as well. But there is a friend who is ever faithful and who sticks closer than a brother and who will never let us down. And so on our journey of finding this team, finding the support system, finding these friends that will be this for us, and becoming this friend for others, let's not forget the friend that walks with us daily. So God placed in us this heart for connection, this desire to connect with people, ultimately so that we would desire to connect with him. He walks with us daily, and so let us walk with him as well, the one who encompasses all of what friendship should be. Jesus will always be the friend that you need. He will always be everything that you need. He is the ultimate friend, and this need for friendship and relationship and connection is not just so that we can have buddies here on earth, but so that we will have relationship and friendship and connection with the friend, with Jesus. So I just want to pray for us that we would discover Jesus as this ultimate friend, because it can't just be like, oh yeah, Jesus is my friend, and you just suddenly get that. You really have to have revelation of Jesus as your friend. And he is so willing to be your friend. He wants this connection with you. That's why he placed that need inside of you, because he wants to connect with you and be your friend. But then I also just want to pray for us that we would find this support system, find this team that would be able to push us onto our destiny. So sometimes it can be a little bit lonely, and sometimes we can have trouble with friends. Sometimes they let us down, or they ditch us for someone else, or maybe we battle to make friends. I know I sometimes used to battle to make friends because I wouldn't always be around people my age. And so that can be really hard. It kind of feels lonely, and especially when you see everyone else going out with friends, and it's just like, yo, you didn't go out with me. So it can be hard. So if I'm going to pray for us all, but if you would like extra prayer, you can just maybe stay seated at your table and your facilitator can pray with you. Or if you'd like me to pray with you, you can come up here. And we want to be the support system and team for you as well. So your leaders here are the support system and team. That's what we're here for. We're here to be your friends, to support you, to take risks for you, to hear and understand your heart, and to be committed to you. We come here every week to be committed to you and to relate to you. Okay, so let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I just thank you that in this quest for friends, that we already have you as our ultimate friend, that you desire this relationship, you desire this friendship with us so much, and you love our hearts. You understand us, you support us, and you will always be here for us and committed to us. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us to find the support system, find this team that will push us onto our destinies in you, and that will encourage us and uplift us, Lord. And I just pray that you would help us as leaders here at Encounter Youth to be that for these teens. I just pray for your encouragement over them. I pray for your leading, that you would show them where they need to improve as this friend to others, and that you would bring these friends to support them and be their team, but that ultimately you would reveal yourself as their friend and their support system and their team. Thank you that you are here with us, and I pray for your blessing upon the rest of our Sunday, and may you bring us safely together again next week. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So don't forget about daily devotions. They're posted every day on the WhatsApp group, so if you're not on that, then you must put your name and number on the sign-up thing over there. Otherwise, there are printed copies, I think, which you can take. Not today. Okay, so just go on the WhatsApp group. And then next week, we're going to be learning about betrayal. So I think all of us have been betrayed. I've been betrayed. Hands up who's been betrayed before. You haven't. You're very lucky. Okay, yeah. Betrayed is not very lucky, hey? It's not very nice. So be here next week, and we're going to be learning about betrayal. But thank you for coming, and I hope you have a good Sunday.